Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Matthew. So get close to your radio and have your Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Together this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Be with us this evening in a mighty way. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. We're looking at the preaching of Jesus. We're looking at the preaching of the King. On our first lesson, we looked at the person of the King, and today we're going to be looking at the preaching of the King. This lesson here is a continuation from our last week lesson. We looked at point number one. We looked at Jesus' teachings on the attitude of his followers. And we looked at the beatitude, didn't we? And we saw that there are eight beatitudes. There are four attitudes. What it looks like when a person comes to Christ, and there's four attitudes of a person who's working for Christ. And so Jesus let us know right up front, if you're going to be his disciples, you're going to have to pass an attitude check, as I'm right about it. Amen. A lot of times you could walk into the house, and as soon as you walk into the house, Mama could read the attitude on your face. Is I'm right about it. Amen. Amen. All right. Jesus teaching on the law. And as Jesus was teaching on the law, Jesus says, you have heard that it has been said, but I say. He kept repeating over and over. You have heard it was said, but I say. Because what the Pharisees was teaching, they was teaching outward conformity. As long as you are conforming to the Ten Commandments or to the law of God on the outside, you was okay. But Jesus raised the standard, didn't he? Jesus said, no. You done heard it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say, if a man look upon a woman with lust in his heart, he've already committed adultery in his heart. So Jesus raised the stake a lot higher. He lets us know sin don't begin on the outside, but sin began on the inside. And then Jesus, Roman number three, Jesus practices on kingdom living is higher again than the religious leaders. In this section, beginning with Matthew chapter 6, Jesus deals with giving. And Jesus is teaching his disciples, listen, y'all got a bad model. He says, when therefore you give alms, do not sound a trumpet, verse 2, before you as the hypocrites do. And all the way through this passage, Christ tells us, don't do like the hypocrites do. Don't give your giving, verse 2, like the hypocrites. Verse 5, don't pray like the hypocrites pray, because they pray to be seen. And he said, if you praying to be seen by men, that's your reward. You want to be seen, and so that's it. You were seen. So don't look for nothing when you come into the kingdom, if you make it into the kingdom. Amen. Because some of those Pharisees and religious leaders, those hypocrites, they was not going to even make it into the kingdom. In verse number 16 and 18, he talks about fasting. He says, when therefore you fast, verse 16, do not put on a gloomy face. Folks should not look at you, and when they look at you, they can tell that you fasting. As I'm right about it. They shouldn't be able to just look at you, and then when folks even ask you, you're not supposed to be advertising. You got a gloomy face, and they say, what's wrong with you today? He said, I'm fasting. You know, Jesus says, no, don't be going around like that. Amen. Amen. Don't be going around holding your stomach, rolling over and stuff. And folks, you hadn't eaten nothing today? No, I hadn't eaten nothing. I hadn't eaten nothing since this time yesterday. No, Christ say, you're not supposed to be acting like that. All right. Then he moves on to wealth, and he talks about wealth. This is a long section, verse number 19 through verse number 34. He talks about wealth in that section, and the key in that section is verse 33. Where he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because so often we worry over wealth. We worry about what we're going to eat, you know, where we're going to sleep. You know, we worry about trying to keep a roof over our head. But Jesus said, listen, you don't see a bird out there worrying. He said, why you don't see the bird worrying? How many of y'all ever seen a bird worry? Amen. Amen. I think I've seen a bird come close to wearing. The bird was building the nest right here on the front porch of their office complex. So I said, I'm going to fool this bird. I'm gonna fix him. And so I closed off that lit column. It was a little bitty space where he could fly into. A little bit of space. Well, I closed it all up. And so that bird, he flew, and he was flying around, and he'll go back, and he'll set and look. And he went out there and sat on electric line, and he just kept, he said, I know what he was thinking. I know that's the house. I know. What done happened? Oh, my goodness. But actually, birds don't worry. They don't worry because they know that God is going to take care of them. And isn't it an amazing thing is how birds, they can fly halfway around the world, and then they can fly back halfway around the world again and come back to that same spot. Yeah, they come where they built that nest at in the spring. And then they leave in the fall, they come right back to that nest. You know, that's why you have to block it off so they won't come right back. Amen. 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 But it's an amazing thing how those birds have that homing device in them. And then they can go out there and find them worms. I said, now, ain't that something? And I was just watching them how they were. You know, once they had the nest built, they had the little babies. I said, where are they getting them worms at? They just keep flying, finding a worm, come back and feed the babies. Go back, hour later, they come right back with another worm. I said, where are they finding all these worms at? They find those worms. Amen. They get up early in the morning. They work hard all day. Now, if God provide worms for the birds, don't you think that he's going to provide the funds that you need? Amen. Yeah, you better than the birds. Amen. You better than the birds. And so that's why he says down here in verse number 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. What are the things is that he's talking about in that context. Food, clothing, shelter, all the necessities of life. Let me tell you, God has already got your needs taken care of. So you don't have to worry about no needs. Your needs are going to be taken care of. Amen? Amen. Amen. Your needs are going to be taken care of. And I like what he says down here at the end of verse 33. And all these things shall be added unto you. You seek first. A lot of time we seek God last. Well, I guess I need to pray because I'm undone. All I know what to do. So I guess I need to pray. That's seeking God last. You need to seek God first. Amen. For you already know a week or 2 weeks ahead that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this rent payment. So you seek God now. Hello, somebody. You don't wait till the 15th of the month to start if the rent is due on the 1st. When you see the 25th of the previous month, you say, oh, Lord, look like I'm going to be short because I had to get the car fixed. I had to do this with my rent money. How many of you know sometimes when you rob Peter to pay Paul, Paul don't pay back in time? Hello, somebody. So it leave you short. Amen. Amen. And I believe if you pray, if you honestly seek God, God will send some unexpected blessings your way. Amen. Some unexpected blessings. Let me tell you something. Look, God didn't put you on this earth to take care of you. For you to take care of you. Did you hear what I said? God didn't put you on this earth for just you to take care of you. God is your master. The master is supposed to take care of what? The servants. Hello, somebody. Look at the other imagery. The father supposed to take care of the children. Aren't you a child of God? Your heavenly father. What's the Lord's prayer? Our father. He your father. Amen. So look at the imagery. Look at the imagery. Most of us in here know Psalm 23, at least the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. All right, so if God is your shepherd, then you don't have to want. Hello, somebody. See, what the devil wants you to do, the devil wants you to put all that pressure on you to take care of you. And this is a big, mean world to try to just take care of you. You against the world. Now, that's a crazy thought. You against the world. But that's how the devil wants it. He wants you to think that it's you and you alone. No, you didn't even come here taking care of you. Somebody had to take care of you before you even know you. And then once you start knowing you, somebody still had to take care of you. Amen. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. All right. I ain't even got to my lesson, y'all. Amen. Amen. But he makes a contrast in verse number 32. Let me just back up to verse number 32, verse 31. He says, do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have all these things. Amen. So the unbeliever, don't be acting like the unbeliever. The unbeliever got to get it. Why? Because they ain't got no shepherd. The unbeliever got to get it because they ain't accept God as their father. The unbeliever got to get it because they ain't working for Jesus. Jesus is not none of their masters. But if Jesus is your master, Jesus is your father, then you can just trust in him. Are y'all with me, Bible way? Oh, I should have saved that for Sunday morning. That's some good preaching material right there. Amen. Amen. I like that. I don't care if y'all don't like it. I like it. Oh, my goodness. All right, but let's go on further. Let me get in my lesson today because I need to get in my lesson. Amen. 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 All right, chapter 7 is what I want to focus on tonight. In chapter 7, Jesus starts the chapter by talking about judging. Look what he says in verse 1. Do not judge, lest you be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your own standard of measure, it will be measured to you. All right, now, are Christians supposed to judge? Excuse me. Are Christians supposed to judge? Are Christians supposed to judge? Because I have heard most churches you go to, most Christian people that you are around, people say, as soon as you call people to the carpet on something, they say, wait a minute now, you know, Christians not supposed to judge. See, that's why I don't go to church, is because people are always judging. See, that's why I don't even go no more. I used to go to church, but see, folks are always judging. No, now, if you're wrong, wrong is wrong. You don't have to be a Christian to know if a person doing wrong. Hello now. I mean, we judge every day. When you go to Walmart, why are you picking over that fruit? Huh? Why you just don't go there and pick the first cabbage that you see? Huh? Why you going there inspecting the cucumbers and stuff? I mean, why you going there? Oh, they done got slick putting the grapes in bags now. Why you popping the bag open? Huh? Now you got a taste. You can see it. You still can see the grapes. Amen. Amen. So we judge every day. Every day we are judging. Every day. Amen. Why come you just didn't go out there and pick the first man that you saw if you wanted to get married? Huh? And why come you singles is waiting so long then? You see what I'm saying? We judge all the time. Why come you just didn't, when you went to the car lot, why you just didn't get a car? Why you had to go all over town shopping for a car? Once you found out it clunk up, say, that's good enough, let's get that. We judge cars. We judge houses. Yeah. We do a drive-by when we see that house. We drive by, don't we? We do a drive-by, and then we do a stop-by because we see the name, the address of the realtor, and we call that realtor, and then we stop by. Yeah. And then we go on and we put some earnest money down. Yeah. To show that we really serious. And we're going to buy at a certain time. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got a closing date that we plan on closing on this. Yeah. And so everything is evaluating. Yeah. And if we don't come through by that particular date, we lose that money. Hello, somebody. Yeah. We live in a world God wants you to judge. So what is he saying here when he says, do not judge? What is he saying? So it's got to be deeper than just that surface stuff. See, we're not supposed to judge. Yeah, now if you just got caught in sin, you just in sin. Admit it. Hello, somebody. What he's saying is, he's saying don't have an attitude of a critic. That's what he's saying. Don't have a critical spirit. Some people that you meet, they got a critical spirit. They can't find nothing good to say. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, some folks don't have. They are critical spirit, and they always coming across in a negative way. That's what he's saying. Because the Bible teaches you as a Christian supposed to just, oh, let me show you something in your Bible. You got your Bible. Hold on right here. 1 Corinthians chapter, I believe that's chapter 2. Are you with me, Bible way? Are you with me, Bible way? Amen. Look here. Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He talks about the natural man, and he talks about the spiritual man, and he talks about the carnal man. There's three kinds of folks that's in the church. There's a natural man, that's a person who ain't saved. Then there's a carnal man, that's a person who is saved, but you wouldn't know it. They act like they ain't. And then there is the spiritual man. Look at verse number 14, though. Look what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Are you with me, Bible way?
Amen.
Look what it says. But a natural man does not accept the things of God. Why? For they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things. The King James Bible says, judge it. All things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. When you get ready to get a house, they do an appraisal. What is an appraisal? Yeah, they are assessing, they are making a judgment of how much this house costs. Yeah, how much this house is worth. Yeah. That's a judgment. That's a judgment call.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.